This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. I am speaking today with Taylor Hansen, who's the managing member for Table to Farm Compost based in Durango. It's springtime and a lot of folks are thinking about farmers markets, maybe ramping up with safety precautions, of course. Taylor, thanks so much for speaking to me today. I'm really curious, first of all, for our listeners, just a little bit about what your business is.
Cool. Hey, nice speaking with you too, Tammy. So Table to Farm Compost is a curbside residential food scrap pickup service, and we're serving the greater Durango area, including kind of east and west county, and we're just getting ready to open up service in Hermosa. But kind of in a nutshell, what we do is our customer base gets 5-gallon buckets for their food scraps, and we pick those buckets up once a week, and we turn those food scraps into compost. And we are creating an artisan soil line with our compost. We kind of have a full loop business model. We want to take constituents out of the community and then put them back in. And there's really no local soil producer, so we're kind of trying to fill that hole. We received a grant from Colorado Department of Health and Environment recently, and it was to purchase equipment. So in this grant, we are just in the process of buying this equipment to help us develop our artisan soil line. We're also working with this consultant that's out of state from Ohio that CDPHE had recommended, as well as a local chemist. So we're really dialing in our soil recipe. That's kind of the company in a nutshell. Kind of Monique and I's goal, Monique is my business partner, is to really divert as much organic waste as possible. And based on our understanding, it makes up about 40% of the waste stream. So we're trying to bring this to the community on a larger scale. That's pretty much that's kind of the bare bones, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm curious, I've been reading about a lot of food waste that's happening around the country. Is that something, right? Are you seeing an uptick like in some of your commercial customers, or an increased demand with COVID-19 and kind of some interruptions in the supply chain? Is that impacting your business at all, like in terms of more demand because there's more food waste?
Right. Good question. I think our commercial accounts are down. Most of the restaurants that we service have put their subscriptions on pause, but it's kind of tough to say, but I think anecdotally, kind of just talking to our driver, it does seem like folks are like eating. It seems like the amount of food scraps that we're picking up from residential customers on a weekly basis has perhaps gone up. I don't know.
They're at home eating.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Makes sense.
Right. So there's not necessarily, I guess, remains from grocery stores and things that you're tied into. It's more of the restaurateurs, which certainly are closed.
We pick up. So the restaurants are closed, but we do pick up from Albertsons, and we recently signed both the Kroger stores. We were supposed to do a training with both North and South City Market, but they put everything on hold with COVID because we needed a large group of people to organize a large group of people. So we hope to be up and running and diverting waste from those guys soon. But, I mean, the amount that we get from Albertsons, I'd say it stayed pretty consistent since we started picking them up in November, but it's still a sizable chunk, so... kind of shout out to Albertsons. They're doing their part, and we're helping them divert a lot of waste. It's maybe on a good week, I'd say it's almost close to a ton of food scrap material. So it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Material. Yeah.
So on the back side of things, I noticed on your website, customers can receive the finished compost product when it's available.
Yes. So kind of cool, couple cool things about that. But we, so part of the perk of being a Table to Farm customer is that our customers receive an annual soil dividend. So in the spring, typically we're dropping off compost this time of year. So you receive free soil. And also our customer base gets access to this artisan soil line. And we're actually just getting ready to go to market with that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So that should be pretty neat. We also pick up curbside glass. We're the only, I think, residential curbside glass pickup service in Durango. I think we're the only permitted pickup, but I could be wrong. But what the really cool thing is, part of this grant cycle, this is kind of our vision, Monique and I's vision again for the company, but we got a glass crusher in this grant cycle. So we're going to take real fine pieces of silica and include it in our final artisan soil byproduct, less than a quarter inch. And the silica obviously just turns to sand, but it's, you know, in working with this local chemist, we've, you know, learned a lot about soil. But essentially all of our soil constituents are sourced locally. So we'll have biochar from J.R. Ford in Pagosa Springs. Durango Wood Company provides all of our carbon. We're looking to source chicken manure here locally. And then obviously the silica from the crushed glass. And our last constituent is kelp. And, you know, although kelp is obviously not sourced here locally, we did learn from our chemist partner that because of fertilizers and runoff, kelp is being overproduced, and it's detrimental to marine ecosystems, especially at coastlines. So they're harvesting kelp. So it's kind of neat. We decided to include that both from like a soil ingredient perspective, but also even though it's not sourced here, we feel like environmentally it's a good value add.
Well, there's just a whole lot going on in the background. I mean, all we kind of hear about these days is kind of the impacts of COVID-19, but it's nice to hear so much going on, you know, just as an example with your company, kind of sourcing from different regional providers and whatnot, just to kind of work on eliminating what goes into the waste stream. How do folks find out more if they're interested in learning more about Table to Farm?
Yeah, so just to add to that, like, we feel super grateful. Obviously, we were an exempt business, so we're critical operation, being kind of a waste management type company. So we feel very grateful to be operating. But if people want more information, they can go to tabletofarmcompost.com. And get additional information that way. It's pretty easy to sign up for service if you're interested or to purchase compost. And we're actually also, this is kind of more COVID related, but we are going to start going table to farm to table. So using our compost from Albertsons, the food scraps go to Twin Buttes, and Twin Buttes is laying their garden with our compost, and we're going to start distributing produce from the Twin Buttes garden exclusively to our customer base. So we're going to start that, roll that out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But we'll have kind of like a CSA, bring it directly to your door agreement, and or just part of service. And we're still kind of fleshing out the details, but I think that'll help kind of in lieu of crazy times, keep people out of the grocery stores and get them, you know, daily fresh produce.
Well, that's great. It's a great kind of closed loop you have there for cycling and all things healthy and vibrant for our bodies and our environment. So,
yes, indeed.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I've been speaking with Taylor Hansen, who, along with Monique DiGiorgio, who are the folks running Table to Farm Compost. And thanks for all your hard work, and keep it up.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on air. And we love and support public radio, so you guys rock.
Thanks, Taylor.